This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden promised flexibility in a rare White House meeting Monday with opposition Republican lawmakers as well as Democratic allies to push his more than $2 trillion infrastructure bill. President Biden so far has zero support from Republican lawmakers for his giant spending plan, which would pour money into everything from reconstructing the highway system to bringing broadband internet to farming communities and fixing household water supplies. President Biden also met virtually with leading CEOs for a summit on a global semiconductor shortage as he works to build support for his infrastructure bill. The president told the leaders of General Motors, Google, and U.S. semiconductor powerhouse Intel that the United States must build up its own infrastructure to prevent future supply crises. The gathering comes as a shortage of semiconductors slows supply chains in several sectors. The crunch has badly dented U.S. auto manufacturing, with General Motors, Ford, and other car makers temporarily shuttering some factories or reducing production. The White House says it is incredibly saddened to hear about another loss of life at the hands of law enforcement in the state of Minnesota. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden was briefed on the shooting, and the White House has been in touch with the governor, mayor, and local law enforcement. Psaki's comments following the police chief in the Minneapolis suburb where a 20-year-old man was fatally shot during a traffic stop, saying he believes the officer who fired intended to use a taser, not a handgun. Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon describes the shooting as an accidental discharge. The State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is investigating. Dante Wright died Sunday in an area that is already on edge because the trial of the first four police officers in George Floyd's death. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is beginning his first tour of Europe as a cabinet secretary. It's an attempt to shore up partnerships with U.S. allies that are a cornerstone of the post-World War II order. Austin arrived in Berlin against the backdrop of a newly emerging crisis with Iran, which on Monday blamed Israel for a recent attack on its underground Natanz nuclear facility. Israel has not confirmed or denied involvement, but the attack overshadows ongoing talks in Europe over Tehran's tattered nuclear deal. Also at stake in Austin's visit is the future of direction of U.S. defense commitments in Europe at a time of growing concern about a buildup of Russian forces near Ukraine's border. A volcano on the eastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent fired an enormous amount of ash and hot gas Monday, the biggest explosive eruption yet since volcanic activity began late last week. Officials are worried about the lives of those who have refused to evacuate. Experts call it a huge explosion destroying everything in its path. The blast was even bigger than the first eruption that occurred Friday morning. Roughly 16,000 people who live in communities close to the volcano had been evacuated under government orders, but an unknown number have remained behind and have refused to move. Japan has begun vaccinating its elderly residents against COVID-19. Tokyo is imposing a set of tougher restrictions to blunt a fourth wave of the pandemic. Only about 120 sites across Japan opened Monday to distribute the first dose of the two-shot Pfizer vaccine to people 65 and older. Officials say they expect about 100 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine to arrive by the end of June as the country races to vaccinate as many people as possible in time for the Tokyo Olympics, which begins July 23rd. Aid groups say Myanmar's efforts to contain the novel coronavirus have been crumbling since a February 1st coup. The coup has plunged parts of the country into chaos, raising fears of a third wave of infections. The military takeover has set off daily and increasingly violent confrontations with protesters across the country. A local rights group claims soldiers and police have rounded up thousands of people and killed more than 700, dozens of children among them, in a bid to stop the resistance. A so-called civil disobedience movement has also seen thousands of public and private sector workers go on strike. Sources tell VOA that thousands of doctors and nurses have walked off the job to join the strike. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.